Chapter 2. Working for the Debt. Conditions. If you purchase, acquire, a Hebrew servant as the result of debt or theft, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free, paying nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. But if his master gave him a wife, and she bore him sons or daughters, then the wife and her children will stay with the master, belong to her master, and he will leave by himself. If a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman voluntarily becomes your servant and serves you for 6 years, in the seventh year you must set that servant free. When you release a male servant, do not send him away empty-handed. Give him a generous farewell gift from your flock, your threshing floor, and your winepress. Share with him some of the bounty with which Yehovah, your Elohim, has blessed you. Don't resent it. Don't consider this an unreasonable hardship when you set him, a servant, free, since during his 6 years of service he has been worth twice as much as a hired employee. Then Yehovah, your Elohim, will bless you in everything you do. But if the servant plainly says, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free," then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if it happens that he, servant, says to you, "I will not go away from you," because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servant you shall do likewise. When a man sells his daughter to be a handmaid, she doesn't go free after 6 years like the men, if she does not please her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people, for he has dealt faithlessly with her, treated her unfairly. And if he has betrothed her to his son, he has to treat her like a daughter, daughter of Israel. If he takes another wife, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, and her habitation. He does not withdraw. Privilege as a wife shall he not diminish. And if he does not do these three things for her, then she shall go out free without paying money. Whoever lies carnally with a woman, that is a bondmaid, designated for a man, and not at all redeemed, nor was freedom given her, there shall be inquisition. They shall not be put to death, because she was not free. A hired servant. And if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a bondman. As a hired servant and a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. And then he shall depart from you, he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family. He shall return to the possession of his fathers. The people of Israel are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt, so they must never be sold as bondmen. Show your fear of Yehovah by treating them well. Never exercise your power over them in a ruthless way. Now if a sojourner or stranger close to you becomes rich, and one of your brethren who dwells by him becomes poor, and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner close to you, or to a member of the stranger's family, after he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or anyone who is near of kin to him in his family may redeem him, or if he is able, he may redeem himself. Thus, he shall reckon with him who bought him. The price of his release shall be according to the number of years, from the year that he was sold to him until the year of Jubilee. It shall be according to the time of a hired servant for him. If there are still many years remaining, according to them he shall repay the price of his redemption from the money with which he was bought. And if there remain but a few years until the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him, and according to his years he shall repay him the price of his redemption. He shall be with him as a yearly hired servant, and he shall not rule with rigor over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall be released in the year of Jubilee, he and his children with him. For the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah your Elohim. Strangers and sojourners. As for your bondmen and your bondmaids, whom you may have, they shall be from the nations round about you, of whom you may buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers who sojourn among you, of them you may buy, and of their families that are with you, which they have begotten in your land, and they shall be your possession. You may also purchase the children of such resident foreigners, including those who have been born in your land. You may treat them as your property, passing them on to your children as a permanent inheritance. You may take your bondmen forever. But as far as your brothers, the people of Israel, are concerned, you are not to treat each other harshly. You shall not give up to his master a servant who has escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you in your midst, wherever he chooses, in one of your towns, where it pleases him best. You shall not defraud or oppress him. Enslaving. In the event that you lose interest in her, captivating a good-looking woman, you are to let her go wherever she wishes. But you may not sell her for money or treat her like a slave because you have humbled her. Compensation to the losses. If a man smite his bondman or his bondwoman with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. And if a man smite the eye of his bondman or the eye of his bondwoman and destroy it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye. And if he smite out his bondman's tooth or his bondwoman's tooth, he shall let him go free for the sake of his tooth. If the ox gores a male or female servant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned.